We'd like to talk about the hydroelectric issue for a minute, and then we need to understand the $122 million. But I mentioned Goodrich, and then we're going to recess again. Okay, so can we start with the pooling provision of Senator Rest and Representative Loeffler? Ready, Senator Rest.
Right. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Loeffler and I have discussed with representatives who care about this provision, and what we would like to offer is the A6 amendment that Mr. Michael has drafted with one change, and that is, and the amendment includes a, this is a TIF for pooling for market rate housing, and what was a mid-position there was to put a cap in, and what Representative Loeffler and I did was to adjust the cap. You need the amendment language. It's the A6 amendment. And we would propose to the conference that we leave at line 220, 200,000 for metropolitan counties, but to put it at 125,000 for all other municipalities. And by metropolitan area, we do mean the seven counties. We don't expect, obviously, every city to do this. It's not really an extension, or it's not an expansion or a change in policy with regard to pooling, but it is going to be some things for some communities that really do need to be working on the break. These numbers. I think one of the objections from the House and from others as well is that we don't want to involve really high-end homes. These two numbers would reflect some affordable, overly expensive.
Thank you. Representative Loeffler.
And I would just say that page 35 is a side-by-side. What it does also, I think, is you need to know this is about dealing with top lines, and it's about a sunset in 2015, so it's just, and it does have language that says it has to, these are only allowing in discretionary areas, it has some metrics for that.
Okay, so do we need to see Mr. Michael or someone in language, or do we stick in front of us? Or are we just working off the bill? Do we need some language, or do we kind of have it?
It's an A6
okay.
Amendment.
The A6.
And I think Mr. Michael might help.
No, that's good. We can just look at this. Okay, well, right here. So does everybody understand that? I think we're covered on that. Senator Senjum, anybody want to see the actual language on this? Okay, if not, on the Senator Rest motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment's adopted. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Representative Marquardt.
I would like to move on the tax expenditure areas. This is page 46 on the side-by-side. I would like to move House Article 11, Section 1, Subdivision 1 only, and Section 5.
Okay, this is the hydroelectric. It was Representative Dabney's bill.
No, I'm sorry, this tax expenditure. I'm doing the tax expenditure.
Whoops. Okay, so this is Representative Liebling's.
I'm sorry, tax
partial. Okay, so Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I'm looking at the stated goal of a tax expenditure, but also the general tax principles, kind of what the principles of the tax expenditure should be. We talk about transparency and understanding, simplicity and efficiency, and equity and stability and predictability, compliance and accountability, national and global competitiveness. I wonder if we should have a piece that just speaks to conformity, so that we at least know what we're doing relative to conformity when we're making recommendations to on tax expenditure. So I wonder if we should add on.
So
at least have that information.
So I
guess the amendment would be that we add a, there's currently six criteria. We add a seventh one that says tax conformity.
Yeah, very good. Number seven will be tax conformity or whatever that language is.
I think tax conformity probably.
That's it.
So that we have that information.
That's good.
Okay, so does everyone, Representative Markowitz?
Representative Markowitz, you incorporate that?
Yes, I will incorporate that in.
Okay, discussion, Senator Sengen.
Could you just repeat that amendment?
Representative Markowitz.
It would be under number seven, under those principles, it would be.
Senator Sengen, it's page 169 of the House bill.
Okay.
It's at the bottom of page 169. I was suggesting we add a number seven criteria, and it would be tax conformity.
Senator Sengen.
Just housekeeping in the Senate, going back to line 14 there.
We often say chairs and ranking party members.
Is that not on there?
No.
I'm not looking at. You want to add that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Can you direct us again, Senator Sengen, where you want that?
14.
Oh, we're just looking at an old version of the bill.
I don't know why that.
Here.
It's in there.
It's in the bill. Is it?
I mean, no, it's not in the bill. I mean, that's where you're looking.
Yeah.
Section 5.
Okay, I'm there.
169.14.
Okay.
Report to the chairs of the House. And
oh, yeah. Minority. Yep. Right.
Minority. I will incorporate that.
If we have some boilerplate language for that, let's just agree we're going to insert that.
And one real quick question brought up to me on the conformity. Is that for, like, individual income or streamlined sales tax? Were you talking about tax conformity?
All of it.
Well, I think we should know how it's affecting kind of globally what other relationships.
Okay, so that's incorporated, but so we're clear on the tape. So Senator Sengen's language, the boilerplate adding minority, ranking minority is going to be added on page 169. Any other discussion on this provision?
Well, Madam President, do we need the appropriation as part of this, or do we can do it at some third cost?
We're just going to add it right now. 60. Not the 90, 60. Together with
so it's
50.
Not 90, like the side-by-side, it's 60?
60, that's what Dr. Wilson said. Did you guys drop the jobs part? Senator Rest.
So, Madam Chair, I know the fiscal disparity study, the department is considering outside independent experts. Do they intend to do this one themselves?
Commissioner or Dr. Wilson? Would you do this one yourselves, or would you?
I'm sure Senator Ress, the fiscal note actually includes $45,000 for paying outside consultants. We have four public finance economists within the state who have agreed to at least participate in some way, so we have more input than just from the department.
Thank you,
Dr. Wilson. Okay, does everyone understand it?
So it includes the appropriation of $60,000.
Right. On the Markowitz motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment's adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator or Representative Markowitz.
I would like to move page 24 on the side-by-side. House Article 4, Section 7.
Page
24 on the side-by-side. House Article 4, Section 7. That would be to extend a sales tax exemption for construction of a hydroelectric generating facility on the Mississippi River. What happened there is the project was delayed by the I-35 West bridge collapse, and so they were not able to, they had to halt and delay and this. And so the sales tax exemption expired. They would like to extend that to December 31st.
And what's the cost of that? So it's about $125,000, $130,000.
What's the impact of it? Do we get that money back?
Good question.
A new expenditure, or it just goes in the air?
Commissioner, maybe it is.
Oh.
Commissioner? They got an exemption, it didn't happen, did the money just disappear into the midair?
I'm going to defer to the doctor.
Okay, Dr. Wilson.
I'm sure Senator addressed. I'm not sure who asked the question. The when we do a revenue estimate, it's relative to the forecast. There is no, if the money was, if there was an appropriation, I mean, if it was allowed and it didn't get spent, the forecast has already made that adjustment for that money not being spent. And so we're just looking at the actual dollars from here on for this item compared to forecast.
So it would have no impact on the coming forecast because we would just be continuing to carry it. It would just be the appropriation within the revenue estimate. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, Senator Rice, this would be a cost compared to the February forecast.
Like it was before.
This would be a new cost. It would be carried as a new cost. The fact that there had been a provision earlier has no impact on, except that they may have gotten some of that exemption already. I'm not sure there's some of it already spent. But except for that, this is all new cost in terms of the budget.
Mark Hurt motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no.
No.
The amendment is not adopted. Okay, so now we've got the 100 and I don't think we can do the 122 million yet. Want to talk about Goodrich? And before I go to Goodrich, is there anything else someone wants to talk about? Because I think we'll do Goodrich and we'll recess again, unless someone has something else. Okay, so can we talk about Goodrich?
Goodrich is where on the spreadsheet?
It's 25. Does it work on the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
This is the Burnsville provision. Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Article 2, Section 13. And we need to amend, I'd like to orally amend the Senate language that where we have the number 1,560 jobs, that be replaced by 1,653. That's the new job number.
Okay. And I just want to say before we vote, you know, I'm not a big fan of these. On the other hand, we absolutely would have put this in the jobs bill. We would have. We all know that. It would have been in there. That's what we were trying to do. And they showed up a couple days later. So I think we're trying to do, I hate doing it off into the future. But, you know, on the other hand, that's how it's got to be done to get it done this year. So discussion on Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and be supportive of this provision. Particularly since I'm learning now and I can see things in my district that might apply in the future.
Very nice. On Senator Bach's motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment's adopted.
Representative Erdahl, it would be helpful if you didn't tell the spenders the tax committee spends money.
Get on the tax.
You guys want to come back?
Yeah, we'd like to have you on all the tax.
Maybe we can get lunch or 10 minutes or what do we do?
Why don't we have lunch?
Okay, we're going to recess till 1:30. We are in recess.